After that, I couldn't get into the cellar for almost a week. The consent was getting ready for some equinox celebrations, and so I had chant rehearsals. The weed war was entering a stage that demanded I draw at least one sketch of it. I had to get my tangle planted. When I was free, there always seemed to be other people at Schufsdalment. The place was becoming hip.
"Be careful what you wish for,"
Archibald moaned to me one afternoon. I was helping him carry a stack of beehive frames into a wood shop.
"I invited one and all to use the Dalment. Now they are doing so, and I can't work there."
"Nor I pointed out.
"Now this."
He picked up a putty knife, which I was pretty sure was the wrong tool for the job, and began to pick absentmindedly at a patch of rotten wood on the corner of a frame.
"Disaster."
"Do you know anything about woodworking?" I asked.
"No,"
he admitted. "How about the metatheorical works of Fra Paflagon?"
"That I know a few things about,"
he said.
"And what is more, I think Orlo wanted us to learn about them."
"How so?"
"Remember our last dialogue with him?"
"Pink nerve gas farting dragons? Of course."
"We must come up with a more dignified name for it before we commit it to ink,"
Archibald said with a grimace.
"Anyway, I believe that Orlo is pushing us to think about some of the ideas that are important to his mentor."
"Well, funny he didn't mention Paflagon in that case," I pointed out. "I remember talking about the later works of Sant Evanedric, but..."
"One leads to the other. We would have found our way to Paflagon in due course."
"You would have, maybe," I said. "What's it all about?"
This seemed a reasonable question, but Archibald flinched. "The sort of stuff Procyons hate us for."
"Like the Hylaean theoric world?" I asked.
"That's what they would call it, as a backhanded way of suggesting we are naive. But starting at least as early as Protus, the idea of the HTW was developed into a more sophisticated metatheorics, so you could say that Paflagon's work is to classical Proton thought what modern group theory is to counting on one's fingers,
but still related to it."
"Certainly."
I'm just thinking back to my conversation with that Inquisitor.
"Verax?"
"Yeah. I'm wondering whether his interest in the topic..."
"Correction. He was interested in whether we were interested in it," Archibald pointed out.
"Yeah, exactly. Whether that might be further evidence for the existence of the hypothetical important fit of Sura Akuloa."
"I think we should be careful speculating about the hyphosa until Sura Tulia has actually found evidence of his or her existence," Archibald said. "Otherwise, we'll be coming up with all manner of speculations that would never make it past the rake."
"Well, without telling me everything you know about it," I said, "can you give me a clue as to why anyone in the secular world would think Paflagon's work might be of practical importance?"
"Yes," he said. "If you fix this beehive for me..."